brought to you by Penguin.
Extreme Economies by Richard Davies. Read by James McCallum. Introduction. Economics in extreme places. Nature is nowhere accustomed more openly to display her secret mysteries than in cases where she shows tracings of her workings apart from the beaten paths. William Harvey, De Motu Cordis, 1628. Resilience on the beach. As Suriandi recounts the morning of the 26th of December 2004, his strongest memories are of the terrifying sounds the tsunami made. It was a Sunday, and he'd been busily preparing his restaurant, situated in prime position on the beach at Lampuk Arche, for the coming day's trade. When he heard a petrified fisherman shouting that a thick fog was rising from the ocean on the horizon, he headed down to the water's edge to see what the commotion was about. The reef, usually underwater, was exposed, and out on the edge of the bay, two fishing boats had run aground in a spot that was normally a deep channel. He stood and watched until he saw the wave hit a headland a mile to the north. It sounded like a bomb had exploded, and Suriandi knew he was in trouble. He ran for his motorbike and opened the throttle, flying inland up narrow village lanes. By that point the air was full of screams and prayers, he says. There was no time to stop and check on his family and friends as he pushed on for higher ground. Behind him he could hear the wave. It sounded like an aircraft was chasing him. Tsunami survivors in Arche remember three waves and say the second was by far the worst. Suriandi watched it from the broadcasting tower of a local television station, which he had climbed up after racing inland. Water from the first wave had engulfed everything, he says, but homes and gardens remained. Shops and cattle sheds were still intact. The second wave thundered in like the first, but was accompanied by sharper sounds of demolition, loud snaps and crunches as trees were uprooted and buildings were destroyed. The third wave was far quieter, its rumble quickly giving way to a deep whooshing as the seawater began to drain back to the ocean. As the water receded, the local mosque appeared, but nothing else did. Every home was gone, every business flattened, all the fishing boats were smashed and the cattle had been swept away. Then a final sound fell on Lampuk, which Suriandi describes as the worst experience of his life. There was complete silence. Today on Lampuk Beach, Suriandi has a new restaurant. It's called Akun and sits, like the first one, in prime position at the head of the bay. His speciality is fresh fish, cooked over the glowing embers of coconut shells and served with local pickles. Like other Archenese tsunami survivors, Suriandi ignored advice to relocate away from the coast and instead returned quickly to his village to rebuild his life. He started with nothing, building a shack made from driftwood into a thriving business. His account of that terrible day, on which he lost his mother, fiancé and many of his friends, is one of grief and mourning. But like other Archenese, he has another story to tell. One of ingenuity, determination, and in a way, triumph. Suriandi faced an extreme challenge, the type which few people have come up against. Yet through resilience and adaptation, he bested it. My mission in Arche was to find out how locals had rebuilt their communities so quickly, what role the economics played in their astonishing resilience, and what the rest of us could learn. Three extremes: survival, failure, and future. The idea that the extremes of life offer important lessons is an idea widely used by scientists. In the field of medicine, its founding father is Dr. William Harvey, a London-based anatomist working in the 17th century. Harvey saw the value in examining odd and rare cases, with the remarkable life story of Hugh Montgomery a fine example. As a child, Hugh suffered a riding injury. The left side of his torso smashed so badly when he fell from his horse that his ribcage fell away, leaving part of his heart and lungs uncovered. Miraculously, the boy survived. A metal plate in place of ribs was used to protect his vital...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?